today we are talking about figuring it out. Don't you just wish you could figure it out? That you could figure out if your relationship's right? Or if you could figure out how to get rid of anxiety? Or figure out if you're actually in love or compatible or on and on? The questions go. Maybe you have figured out some of these questions and now you're figuring out new questions. Or maybe you have figured out some of these and moved on and then actually come back to figuring out that question. When we have relationship anxiety, and specifically ROCD, we have often an addiction. I think of it, I know that might sound harsh, but it's like an addiction to solving problems, an addiction to solving our relationship. So often we might figure out a question, an obsession that we have, only to come back to figuring it out again and again and again. And I want to talk to you guys about this today because I think this is one of the biggest lies and illusions that keeps us so stuck and trapped in healing from relationship anxiety and ROCD is our intense desire to finally figure things out. So often we live life, I think, this way. Many people, but especially those with OCD, where we are trying to figure things out. We are looking for some answer, what we need to do in our job, our schooling, our marriage, our relationship, engagement, all of that. Kids, we're constantly trying to figure out and solve often. And my husband and I were talking about this recently, how we've noticed different people in our life that have paused on their education and the need to figure out what they want to do. And now, don't get me wrong, I think that there can definitely be a time and a place to do that. But sometimes I think pausing what we're doing to figure it out actually can be kind of a trap. Because so much of life is figured out not by thinking, not by analyzing, but in the process of doing. We can think about and analyze and imagine this relationship with this person, these hypothetical scenarios of what we think it will be like, but we are going to be limited because we'll never actually know what it's like to be in a relationship and be married to that person than other than doing it. We can think and analyze a career, but again, that has limitations. We wouldn't know what it's like until we do it. And I think so much with being a parent, how much you think about and worry about how hard it might be before having kids, and then the experience of doing it is completely different, and you figure it out as you go. And so much of life like that is it's figured out in the process. A lot of times we think there's this thing that we will arrive at, this answer, and then we can go do life. But that's not how life works. It's in the process of doing life that we understand ourselves and our relationship more. When we're looking for this answer, this figuring out, do we want to get married? Do we want to get engaged? Is this the one? And all of that. You have to look at the fruits of what that creates. A lot of times when we do that, we're looking for more confidence, we're looking for certainty, we're looking for clarity, but it doesn't actually create that. it might give you a temporary sense of it a little bit, but it's very fleeting. Again, I think of it like a mirage. Out in the distance, we think we see something, we're getting closer to this answer, and we just need to keep walking and we need to keep going, and eventually we're going to get there. But that thing in the distance, every step we take is just as far from us. I call this the looping phase with my clients. There is a phase in our healing journey where we are very consumed and questions popping up and we solve for them and more questions popping up and we solve for it. And we are just always analyzing continuously our relationship and our partner and the rightness of it. And as long as we do that, we actually block ourselves from true healing because we are in pursuit of this mirage, this illusion, this answer that we think we'll just find, and then heavens open, angels sing, and everything is clear. And I don't want to discount that some people maybe have that experience, but most of us never do when it comes to these life choices. And especially if you continuously find yourself answering and asking the same questions over and over again, it's a good cue that fear and OCD is at play rather than actual intentional thinking. This is what I work to help my clients move towards, is building the skill of intentional thinking, not the thinking all the time where we're analyzing and constantly chasing questions. It's the skill of being able to ask yourself good questions and being able to be purposeful in how you use your brain energy answering them. Not this chasing a mirage. If we're obsessing on questions that we keep spinning on, it's because you're looking for something you're not going to find. Recently, I shared on Instagram, which, by the way, if you don't follow me on Instagram, you should go there because there's so much good content to support you during the week in between these podcasts. It's at relationship_anxiety. But I want to share it with you guys because I think this is really important to know. I think a lot of you think that I have finally reached that mirage that you've been looking for, that answer, and then there's clarity and confidence and peace. But this is what I wrote on Instagram. I didn't figure out that I loved my husband. I didn't solve for it. I didn't stumble upon some answer that it was right, or that it was God's will, or that he was the one. I didn't find some answer that just magically fixed the anxiety voice in my head. Because these questions aren't questions we can logically solve for. These questions don't have the objective true, false, right, wrong answers that OCD craves. Healing didn't happen by finding an answer. It happens by actively making a choice. I stopped trying to answer anxiety-filled questions. Instead of solving for if I loved him, I chose to love him. I chose to make my choice right. I chose to make my relationship amazing. And it's a choice I actively make every single day. That might not always come easy to do, as I don't believe most successful relationships do. It's not a choice everyone will make. But it is a choice. Love is a choice you make. Something you do, not a thing you stumble on and find. Freedom comes when you stop looking for answers and give yourself permission to make choices. I really think that this is such a crucial, crucial thing, that the more you can get and truly understand this will make all the difference for you. Is you have to stop looping on these questions. You have to stop looking for that mirage of an answer and learn how to build where you're at. Almost thinking of that mirage is like a house, this big mansion in the distance you've been chasing and chasing, and you're like, once I'm there, then I'll be happy, and you're not getting any closer. Is instead it's saying like, okay, I see that mirage in the distance, but instead of chasing it anymore, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna focus right here where I'm at, and I'm gonna build a house. I'm gonna create a house right here, right now. And it's not gonna be perfect. It's gonna be flawed, but I'm gonna continue to improve it and make it beautiful. And that, I believe, is what healing looks like. Rather than that mirage of an answer or perfect relationship that we're chasing, is we learn how to anchor ourselves in right here and now. And we learn how to make our choices right. We learn how to choose to love rather than figure out if we love. We learn how to make our choice right rather than figure out if it's right. And that's where we start building something really beautiful, because we're not chasing and looking and frantically trying to get somewhere that we can't get. Trying to answer questions that we are not going to be able to reason ourselves into. Even if like you think you know an answer to it, our brain's still not going to be 100% sure. Leaning in to right here and now, the imperfection of where you're at, and creating what you want in this moment rather than chasing answers to these questions. That's where healing and magic starts to happen. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in today, you guys. Have a beautiful weekend. We'll talk next week. Bye.